Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, 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 and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. The fountain of truth about what? The fountain of truth about aging. My name is Adrian Berg, and I'm still astonished that it's the only syndicated national radio show on aging, because it's the only thing that every one of us, anywhere, all over the world, is doing every single day. And you know what we do here. For our followers, we have the best guests ever talking about the subject that dare not speak its name, and that is getting older. And today we have Jane Weicker. She is the author of Soul Selfish, and we're going to talk about what that means. But I love the subtitle, The Awakening of a Good Girl. The Awakening of a Good Girl. And, you know, we talk about New Year's, and I always believe that different times of year is New Year's to different people. For most people, by the book, it's January, right? For me, it's September, because I was born in September and school started in September. So that's the beginning of my year. But I know a lot of people who are telling me now that for them, the beginning of the year is Thanksgiving. They start to become introspective. They start to think about an attitude of gratitude, changing their life. What are they going to do for next year? And I think it's wonderful that we're here today with Jane Weicker. I think she's just in time to help all of us who feel that there's a little bit of an awakening beginning as the winter descends on us, and we really get a chance to look inward a little bit. So thank you so much for being with us, Jane.
My pleasure, Adrian.
And I want to delve right in. I want to delve into the title, because there's two interesting things here, Soul Selfish and Awakening of a Good Girl. So let's start with Soul Selfish first. What if, of course, the book is available on Amazon, so you can all read it. You'll know what Soul Selfish means. But what did it mean to you, and how did you get to that title?
Well, I do a lot of introspection, and every morning I have quiet time. And this particular day, I heard that I was to write a book and that it was called Soul Selfish. And it was so shocking to me because, A, I didn't see myself as a writer, and, B, I couldn't understand what Soul Selfish meant, because to me those two words were not coherent. So I began to explore that, and I realized that there are two levels within each of us, and one is the ego level, which is the level from which we are conditioned. We are born into a family, to parents, which have had parents, who had parents and generations of conditioning according to the culture that we were born into, according to the era that we were born into, and the circumstances. And so all of that conditioning is what we're taught every single day, and all of that conditioning sits on top of the soul, which is the authentic place from which we are born. And that soul contains our spiritual DNA. It contains our personality traits, our talents, and our abilities. And that is always in us, deep within us. And so as we grow, and from toddlerhood into school, we begin to get conditioned. And we look to our parents because we are dependent on our parents for absolutely everything. And our parents send us signals of what they like and what they don't and what they accept and what they don't. And we begin to conform to our parents desire for our need for their love and attention and protection. So our soul sits underneath all that, and we begin to develop roles, and those roles stand in the way of contacting our soul. My particular role was good girl.
Ah, the second part of the title, the awakening of a good girl. And did that mean that you were taking your cues from other people, or you were living your life to please others? What did good girl mean to you?
Well, I lived in a family where I was a second child, and I had an older brother who tended to be quite mischievous and kind of a, quote, bad boy. And my mother was particularly emotionally vulnerable woman, and I really could feel her strain with him. And I, as a very young child, I began to see that the way to help her and to be sure that she'd be okay was that I be a good girl and not cause any more trouble, because my brother was causing so much trouble. So immediately, early in life, I began to focus outward as to what would please her. But it is always for every child, not just for myself, for every child, the direct need to be loved, accepted, protected. I mean, we look to our parents for everything from food to shelter to everything, because we can't do anything ourselves. We are not independent. We are totally dependent.
Yeah, so in Soul Selfish, The Awakening of a Good Girl, the concept behind this, and I think this is something actually very easy to grasp, our primary need is to be loved, to be protected, and so we're going to do what it takes. It's very simple. We're going to do what it takes, and if it takes being a good girl or a good guy to make sure that happens in our life, we kind of make up. We make up as we go along at a very young age what we think somebody else wants. And the parents may not even want that, but we think that's what they want, and that's what we're going to be no matter what. Now, when you find that's contrary to your soul, when you were doing these, the thinking about it and the meditations about it, is it the book that got you to see the change that you needed to make, or did you make the change first and then write the book?
Oh, I made the change first and wrote the book. I began my inner process when I was 34 years old. And I was such a good girl. Well, let me just tell you what a good girl I was, that I was married. I had four children. My husband, who was a successful Wall Street person, came home all excited that he had season tickets to the New York Football Giants. Would I like to go? Well, okay, it's a day out. I'll go. Sure. Well, we get to Yankee Stadium, which was the old Yankee Stadium, and we get to the end zone where our seats were, and when I sat down, I saw that there was a pillar bisecting the field. So I looked to the left of the pole, and I saw the field better, or to the right of the pole, and I saw the field better. But when I looked straight on, I saw the pole. And so I checked out with him what he was seeing, and his seat was much better. And such a good girl was I that I sat there and said, well, the game is much more important to him than it is to me, so I'll just sit in the seat. Well, I sat in the seat, and I sat in the seat, and I sat in the seat. And embarrassingly, I will tell you, I sat in that seat for 10 years. And I never asked to change seats, and he never asked to change seats.
You know, it's something that is a metaphor for so many things that we get stuck in and allow ourselves to do over and over again. And I'm fascinated by the fact that you were moved to write this book, but what the audience doesn't know, what our listeners don't know, and I deliberately kept this from them, is that Jane is currently 82 years old, and she wrote the book when she was 78. And the reason that I kept it from them, Jane, is that we talk on this show about every aspect of aging. One of them is voice aging. As being a radio personality since 1988, I hear a lot of voices and I don't see the people, right? So I'm like Karnak. I can tell you how old somebody is from listening to their voice. But not you, my friend, not you. I want them to hear that voice, and I can tell, I'm speaking to my audience right now, not one of you listening thought to themselves, this woman is in her 80s. Not one person. And when she said, oh, I was 34, I started my journey, they figured, so she's been on her journey for maybe 10 years, maybe. So that's what I wanted people to hear. And we've got about a couple of minutes. I'm going to wrap up on something. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the step-by-step formula for being soul-selfish, for getting these layers, almost these archaeologic layers that Jane explains to us so clearly of that we've layered over our soul because of who we wanted other people to think we were and why that can become a lie and how we can get out of that circle. And I think very importantly why we should get out of that circle. So in this sense, I want to tell everybody, we have now been given a very great honor. I have a blog. It's with Bottom Line Personal. It's called Aging for Beginners. And it just began in August, and we discovered that we have 30,000 followers now. And therefore, it was requested that I increase the frequency. So we're now publishing twice a month articles on successful aging. And the last one I just did was Confessions of a Theater Addict. I sent it in yesterday. But in addition to telling you about my addiction, it also tells you how to get free and cheap tickets almost all over the country, which I think is very important. So there's a practical mixture. I'm working now on the travel piece, very similar kind of thing, but how to travel all your life, never stop traveling. We come back. We're going to go back with Jane Weicker, the author of Soul Selfish, The Awakening of a Good Girl. We're going to talk about the step-by-step method that anybody can use when they start to unravel, unpack what is hiding their soul. They can become more soul selfish. Don't go anywhere.
Because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You love your car, and so does CarCheX. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarCheX and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarCheX now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold. As we get old, we become bold. Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. And we're here today with Jane Weicker. She is the author of an important book for all of us. It's called Soul Selfish, The Awakening of a Good Girl. You can get that on Amazon. We'll also give you a website that you can take a look at as well. And we're going to talk about a step-by-step formula for becoming soul selfish and unbinding yourself from some of the self-imposed restraints. Jane, before we do that, can you tell everybody your website, though?
Yes, it's Jane Weicker, JaneWeicker.com. And on that website, you will also see a quiz, which will ask you to see how soul selfish you are. In other words, how happy you are, and in what places in your life you are happy, and in which places in your life you would like to become happier.
So a step-by-step formula for being soul selfish is really a step-by-step formula for becoming a happier person. And we talk about that a lot. We talk about studies that show that as you get older, you can be happier. I mentioned my blog. There's one article, Are You Old Enough to Be Happy Yet? So let's talk about the step-by-step formula idea that you have in general terms for us to get a mind around it.
Well, the first step is to understand that life is an inside-out process, and most of us are looking outside for love. We're looking outside for recognition, as we did when we were very little. And the most important thing to see is that you are your first and most important relationship, and that the more that you take care of you and the more that you know who you really are and the more that you let go of who you really are not, the happier you're going to be, because inside of you is this soul that wants to bloom and blossom and become into the world. But it has a whole layer on top of us, on top of that soul, that is our conditioning. And it is so important to understand that every day, day by day, you'll have experiences, some of which make you feel wonderful and happy, others which are threatening or scary or hurtful or make you angry, and that we have an emotional guidance system within us that tell us what suits us and what doesn't. And when we begin to pay attention to that emotional guidance system, we begin to learn more and more who we are.
Now, in doing that, let's again go back to being the good girl or the good guy. When you did that, you thought, gee, you know, this goodness is kind of a lie. And you use that word. I didn't use that word. It's a strong word. Do you think that our cover-ups, we'll call it the soul cover-up, generally is a lie? Or do we actually become that?
We become that lie. And it's not only good girl or bad boy or good boy. There's also brain. The people who are particularly intelligent and do well in school identify themselves as a brain. or people who are very athletic and get a lot of acknowledgement for that will see themselves as a jock. Or then there's the artsy person who is, you know, very artistic and sees themselves as very artsy. And they see just that one part of themselves and identify that one part as the reason that they are important or lovable. Because basically what we're all looking for is love, not realizing that that love needs to start with self first.
And we're speaking here with Jane Walker. She is the author of Soul Selfish, and she's done a tremendous job in unpacking some of these burdens that really, at our ages, it's about time that we get rid of. And one of those things related to what you just said, where we self-identify or we label ourselves something, and we think that's why we're important. You know, there are women and men, less men, but it's happening now too, in the millennial generation, that define themselves by how they look. And the big problem with that is they're definitely going to look different. As I say to my daughter who likes a tattoo, just make sure it is in a place where it's not going to sag, and it's all going to sag. So you do change physically, and we have this culture of youth and beauty, and how do you unpack that? How do you get to the point where you still have the fun and the happiness if you've self-identified from a physical point of view and you're aging?
Well, it's the same thing as if you're identifying with yourself as an artist or an accountant or whatever you are, that you're not really seeing who you truly are. You're not seeing the breadth of who you are and the beauty internally of who you are and the gifts that you are, because you're so limited by that. And one of the most important things that I do every day is I take time every morning, 15, 20 minutes, to just listen to what's in my mind. And some of the things that are in my mind are wonderful about the day before, and some of the things are not. And so that I need to look at and clean out that which is not happy and explore it and see what that means, or see what changes I need to make, or whether I need to have a conversation with someone about some unfinished business. So it's very, very important to look within. That is where your happiness lies. And it's like your soul underlies this layer. It's, if I look outside as I'm speaking to you, I see a gray sky. And above that gray sky is a sun. But I can't see the sun because the cloud cover is too thick. Well, when we have internal cloud covers of emotion that we have not been willing to address or to release, we are limited in the amount of radiance of our inner sunshine.
You know, when we return, we're going to talk just about that and how spirituality can help. In fact, you think that spirituality can help life become fun, which is generally an oxymoron. We think of spirituality as something good, but we rarely relate it to fun. We're going to talk about gracious youthfulness, something that you talk about a lot and in fact are, because that's really what successful aging is all about. It's not just about, and part of it is how you look and feel, no question about that, but today, with the cosmetic industry being one of the billion-dollar industries we have, successful aging is often defined very externally. And you, Jane Walker, are talking all about the internal, and it's very, very refreshing, and it's very doable. I have to warn people, because I'm somebody who believes in looking good and looking into everything that's on the market and so on, but it is terribly impermanent. That's just external, and it will change constantly. The work that Jane is suggesting is permanent. It makes a difference every single day. We come back, we're going to talk about how to get to that stage. From where the layering has taken place, we understand it's to get approval, it's to love of others, it's protection, it's what other people said we were good at, and it's easy. It's very easy to label ourselves, as Jane says, as a jock or the brain or the beauty or the helper or the good girl, and then live into that. It gives us a pattern. But we want to break the pattern. It gets a little harder.
You may
and we'll talk to Jane about how that's done.
It, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy
You like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're here today with our guest, Jane Weicker. She is the author of Soul Selfish, The Awakening of a Good Girl. You'll find that on Amazon, but you'll also find on her website, Jane Weicker, that's WYKER.com. And as always, it'll be on the front page of our website, GenerationBoldRadio.com. So you'll be able to, if you don't have a pencil and paper, JaneWeicker.com. I wish she has a quiz for you as to whether or not you are soul selfish, and that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing. And she's explaining to us that we have to unpack some of the layers that have been there for many, many decades, maybe from the time we were very young, as to who we're really not, but we have reasons that we want other people to think we are. And one of the ways we can unpack that, she calls spirituality. And I want to throw this to you, Jane. We talk about spirituality on this show a lot. Last week we had a Catholic nun who was an author of many, many books specifically on compassion and spirituality. But for you, it is almost a process. That's what I thought was so important. Tell us what you mean about spirituality and why it's kind of hard for us to get to that stage.
Well, what I believe is that deep within us is this soul that we're born with, that is part of the whole universe and connected to the whole universe, and we are connected to each other on this level, and that once we can connect with this level within ourselves, we connect with other people in a very different way, in a very respectful and loving way, and we connect with our environment in a loving way, and we connect with our work in a loving way, and that inside of us is this level, and that the work is to be able to connect with and contact that level in as much of our lifetime as we can, as much of our days as we can, our hours and our minutes as we can. And in order to do that, we need to see, well, what interferes with that? And the way that we do that is by looking every day at our day, and how did our day go, and where did it go well, and where did it go with stress, and what was that stress about? Because our beliefs and thoughts create our feelings, which create our choices, which create our actions. So that it all starts inside, yet so many of us are looking outside for that answer. And the answer is inside.
You know, during the break, I asked Jane if it would be okay for me to go into a cultural issue. When we talk about these things, if we talk about meditation, if we talk about listening to music, we often get involved with protocols, ways of getting to those feelings and those basics that come from a different culture, whether it's Buddhism, whether it's Asia, whether it's it usually isn't the go-go American way. So I don't know what your take on is this, whether or not this is a cultural thing that we're just always so external, or it is across the board. And whether you think getting older helps us to stop, or does it make no difference at all in terms of our age if we're not going to be concentrating on it?
Well, there are people who are spiritually inclined when they're very young, and there are people who are not spiritually inclined when they're very old. It's a choice. It's a choice that we make. It's a choice that we go to trust that there is a power, that whatever we call that power, universe, God, whatever we call that power, that there is a power that connects the entire universe, and that we're part of that. We're an intrinsic part of that. And each of us is. So that in order to do that, we need to look at the ego in ourselves, the conditioned place in ourselves, which is the barrier to that, because we all want to be special. And in being special, we're very competitive and we're very separating. While when we're coming from our soul, which is the spiritual level of ourselves, we are all connected. And so what is good for me is going to be good for you. It is good for me to be with you today. And I hope, and my purpose is that it be good for every person listening. Because I'm coming from my soul, then that's going to be good for you.
You know, the paradox of your book and the paradox of your thinking is, and I want to get very involved with this right now, is that when you're good to yourself, when you're compassionate to yourself, when you are soul selfish, you actually are better for the world, which is exactly the opposite of what we think of. We all have to give up something for ourselves to do something for others. And as a result of that, we probably do less for others when we think of it that way. And we talk here on this show because successful aging does have a very important volunteer component. One of the worst things that happens as we get older is that the world marginalizes us. So we often have to find a way to contribute. We're not working anymore. Nobody is looking at us for help. They're looking at us as if we need help, which makes me angry, but okay. That's why I'm doing the show in the first place. In fact, we have a lot of help to give. And I want to ask you about that. How do you get people to turn their mind around that being selfish, as you just mentioned it, in the context you're talking about, is actually good for others? It's the only way to be good for others.
Well, many years ago, I went to a talk where the speaker was talking about this very subject, and he put his hands in front of him, cupped like a beggar on a street, and he said, "Alms for the poor, alms for the poor, alms for the poor. Will you fill me? Will you fill me? Will you fill me?" And that is a space that many, many people, I would say probably most people, come from, where they do not see the richness inside of themselves because they're so focused externally. And my idea is that the more that I have focused internally, the richer my life is internally, and then it is so rich that it overflows externally. So I had a really hard childhood. I had a really, really difficult first marriage, and I had a very difficult divorce where it was financially very, very much a struggle. And my life today is beautiful because I have learned through the process, which allowed me to have the strength to have that divorce, to build a life of work, of play, and a marriage of almost 33 years that is so beautiful. And it all came from my inner focus and clearing out all those fears, misbeliefs about myself and about the world, and to begin to experiment and explore and have the strength to move myself from inside out into the world. Now, when I'm going to the world from an empty place, then I'm looking for them to fill me. And that just doesn't work.
It doesn't work, and we know that. And what is the most wonderment for me of aging is we get to a time when, no matter what, we have some quiet time. What makes me sad is how many people despise that quiet time. I have to tell you that when I meet somebody who's retired, the first thing they tell me is how busy they are. Busy, busy, busy. In fact, I one of my blogs is, how about bliss instead of busy? Because they're busy at what? At filling up their time with external things. That sound good, by the way. They sound very, very good on paper.
Mm-hmm.
It really looks good, right? So they're very busy looking good, but they're not busy feeling good. And when we come back, I do want to go to a phrase that you've used, and it's a new phrase for me. I love it. It's called gracious youthfulness. And it's a far cry from trying to look young or be young or pretend you're young. I'm beginning to, at first, Jane, I have to tell you, I loved the phrase. This is the truth. 60 is the new 30, or 70 is the new 40, or all the new, right? And then I thought, why do I want to be 30? I hated being 30. It's horrible. What? I was depressed. I had a child. I had postpartum depression. I was fat. I mean, who needed that? That was terrible. I don't want the new. Give me the new 60. Give me the new 70. And in your case, give me the new 82. I don't want to be the new 30. But yet, I have to admit, I want youthfulness. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
I have to age, but I don't have to get old. And that's kind of the motto here. So when we come back, more words of wisdom from Jane Walker, the author of Soul Selfish, The Awakening of a Good Girl. I know you're going to find it easily on Amazon. You'll also have a take a quiz to get yourself involved with this kind of inner journey. To see how soul selfish you are by going to Jane Wyker, WYKER.com. And as always, this is the kind of show that people like to share with others. So don't forget that if you go starting Wednesday, if you have a friend who cannot hear this at any of our radio stations, they can do so with our app, BizTalk app, or online.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is the only, and to me this is amazing, syndicated radio show on aging in the United States. And because we have so many guests from all over the world, it is heard online or through the Internet or through our app, I should say, a mobile app, in many, many countries. It's very easy to find us. Saturday night, we're on actual broadcast radio stations. Every Sunday morning at 10, we're on broadcast radio stations. We are always accessible on your mobile devices at BizTalk, and that's a free app, or starting Wednesdays after each of our shows, as we'll have here with Jane Weicker. The entire show is archived on our website, so you can see the list of our radio stations, the appropriate way to get our free app, or just listen online at our website, GenerationBoldRadio.com. Now, Jane has been talking about us becoming a soul selfish. It's been very clear that it's a journey. It's something you have to awaken in yourself, just like her title of her book, Soul Selfish, The Awakening of a Good Girl. It's been very interesting to everybody, I think, listening, that if you heard that Jane is 82, and you would never know it. It just doesn't come up in this conversation, except that it's on her resume. Otherwise, I wouldn't even bother you with the detail, because in her life, age is a detail. And that's because of a phrase that she uses called gracious youthfulness. And I want to throw that to you, Jane, to tell us what that means to you and how we could get some.
Well, to me, the only time that we have is now, and whether we're 26 or 52 or 73 or 82, the only time we have is now, the only day we have is now. And how do I want to make this day the best day that I can make it? And that is just the way that I live my life. And so whether it's continuing my tango lessons or whether it's travel to the Canadian Rockies, which I just returned, or whatever it is, that this is my life and how can I fill it with as much pleasure and satisfaction and generosity and love and contribution. And so that's how I wake up every morning. And I don't know how many days I will have on this planet. All I know is that I have today, and today I'm here with you and really enjoying this conversation.
And, you know, one of the things that that you mentioned, too, when it comes to gracious youthfulness is the area of forgiveness. And you said this to me during our little break. And what I didn't say to you, and I discussed it last week on the show, is that my personal current journey is one of self-forgiveness. I don't have a lot of problems forgiving others. I have terrific problems forgiving myself. And that's a tough one. But I know that forgiving others and grudges is something on your mind. So let's hear about that and how it stops people from being youthful if they're just carrying that around with them.
Well, anything that we're carrying around that's unhappy is going to add to the amount of unhappy baggage that we're carrying around. And the more unhappy baggage that we're carrying around, the heavier we're going to be in our energy. What we want to be is light and filled with sunshine and radiance. And the more that we hold on to this, what I call emotional baggage, the heavier and heavier and more stooped and dragging we are going to be. So it is really our responsibility, if we want to live happy lives, to release that in ourselves which has not been happy. And forgiveness is part of that process. In addition to emotional release, forgiveness is part of that process. And when I say forgiveness, I don't mean to condone a behavior that has been harmful, but I mean that forgiveness is letting go, that there are things that have happened that have happened. They're done. They're over. There's nothing we can do about them except to let them go. And so when I was divorced and had this really difficult time financially, which was really very most unnecessary given the amount of finances available to the family, I saw that I was married to a man who was very wealthy, and I thought we were a wealthy family, but we weren't. And in years past, and I saw the value of that never in my life would I have become a family counselor, never would I have become a parent educator, never would I have gone to Fortune 500 companies to give parents on the job, new parents going into work for the first time who didn't know how to manage their work and family. Never would I have written a book. Never would I be on this conversation with you had I been given the financial resources that would have been available to me had it been different. So I have great value for that experience, even though I had great anger at the time. And so what I'm saying is that forgiveness is a letting go, a knowing that the more that I hold on to grievances, grudges, old stories that were unhappy, the more it's going to impact my life today from being a bright, shining light.
And, you know, it is a funny aphorism. My husband likes to say it. He says, being angry at somebody is like taking poison and expecting them to die.
Because
putting this poison in your body that takes away your ability to show your own light, and you think it's going to hurt the other guy because you're so angry at them. It is a really difficult thing that you're asking people to do, and yet if you take a look at Soul Selfish and the step-by-steps and the questions that you will have to answer for yourself on Jane Weicker's website, janeweicker.com, you begin the unbinding process almost immediately, almost effortlessly. And I think that that's really important. It reminds me, Jane, of something that I do. I call it a trick, but we meditate once a week. I meditate many times, but once a week for 2 hours. My listeners know this, with a group. And I visualize something. Visualizations are an old, mm-hmm. new age kind of thing that started in the 70s, and you would visualize something. And I visualize the grudge. You just talked about a grudge or something that's really bothering me that I'm carrying with me, as if it's written on a sign, and the sign is on a hook. And during my meditation, I try to take it off the hook
mm-hmm.
and make it disappear. That's just my little trick, a little visualization, because it helps me determine what's bothering me, as you talk about how you have to be quiet in yourself to see what's going on. And then I write it visually, mentally, on a sign, right? And then I put on the book, and I took it off. So I thank you, Jane, and like everybody else, every single week, I'll say to you all, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.